This is Tim Holland, Brinker's Global Investment Strategist. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to join us for this broadcast. Given the political discord and division in our nation's capital, including more than one opposition lawmaker calling for the impeachment of President Trump, we thought this would be an appropriate time to examine how the stock market fared during recent constitutional crises, specifically the Watergate period of the early 1970s and the Whitewater-Monica Lewinsky period of the late 1990s. While we don't envision a constitutional crisis anytime soon, understanding market behavior during comparable political periods can leave us better prepared as investors to navigate any future crisis. Let's first look at the Watergate period, which for our purposes is defined as the time the Watergate break-in took place, which was in June of 1972, until the resignation of President Nixon, which took place in August of 1974. During that tumultuous period, the S&P 500 sold off approximately 30%, easily clearing the bear market threshold of a 20% correction. However, there was much more than the Watergate scandal roiling the markets during those years. Much of the Western world, including the United States, was in recession from 1973 until early 1975. Also, here at home, years of elevated government spending and easy money, along with a dramatic spike in oil prices, triggered by the Arab oil embargo, joined with the economic downturn to cause a painful and heretofore unseen period of stagflation, which is a combination of weak to negative economic growth and high unemployment and high inflation. Just about any way you look at them, the Watergate years were a very difficult time for the U.S. economy and investors in U.S. equities. The investing and economic difficulties of the Watergate period stand in sharp contrast to the ebullient 1990s, including the Whitewater-Monica Lewinsky period, which for our purposes is defined as the time when Monica Lewinsky filed an affidavit in which she denied having a physical relationship with President Clinton, which was in January of 1998, until the U.S. Senate voted not to impeach the president, which took place in February of 1999. During those 13 months, the S&P 500 was up approximately 20%, a far better showing than its return during the Watergate period. Now, U.S. stocks did correct 20% during the summer of 1998, just as the Whitewater-Monica Lewinsky scandal was escalating. However, that was also when the Russian economic crisis was unfolding, an event which saw the Russian government devalue the ruble and default on its debt. The 1990s, including the latter part of the decade, were on balance a very bullish time for U.S. equities and the U.S. economy, as the nation benefited from rising productivity, globalization, low inflation, and benign commodity prices. Both the early 1970s and the late 1990s were periods of domestic political upheaval, with one president resigning under threat of impeachment and another one the subject of a House of Representatives vote to impeach, something that had happened only one other time in our nation's history, to President Andrew Johnson in 1868. While the two periods had much in common politically, they couldn't have been more dissimilar when it came to stock market returns. Why? Because we believe the stock market did what it was expected to do: reflect and respond more to general economic conditions and the directional nature of fiscal and monetary policy than the political dynamic at the time in our nation's capital. A constitutional crisis is never welcome, and again, we don't expect one anytime soon. However, were one to come, we would advise investors to not only pay close attention to the primary political actors of the day, but also keep their eyes on the economy and the direction of monetary and fiscal policy. Ultimately, those are the forces that should determine stock market returns. We hope you found the podcast informative and entertaining. Please reach out to Brinker if we can be of any assistance. Thank you again for your time and the trust and confidence you have placed in Brinker Capital. We are very grateful. Have a great day.